USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr saying he doesn't believe law enforcement in America is systematically racist.
There's racism in the United States still, but I don't think that the law enforcement system is systemically racist.
Barr speaking there on CBS's Face the Nation, also saying he understands the distrust that African Americans have in law enforcement. Cristobal is losing some steam as it moves inland. The tropical storm made landfall over Louisiana on Sunday afternoon, and winds have since weakened to about 45 miles an hour. But it's still bringing a lot of rain and a powerful storm surge to coastal areas. The National Hurricane Center expects Cristobal to weaken further to a tropical depression soon, and by late today, it could be moving across Arkansas and Missouri. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Confederate statues in Virginia are coming down. The General Williams Carter Wickham statue was ripped down on Saturday evening, and Democratic Governor Ralph Northam says the Robert E. Lee Monument is going to be next.
That statue has been there for a long time, but it was wrong then, and it is wrong now.
A new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll just out this morning finds that 80% of Americans surveyed feel that things are out of control in America. An overwhelming number of Democrats agree at 92%. 78% of independents said it's out of control. 66% of Republicans say things are out of control in the country as well. Indy 500 race owners say if fans are allowed to attend, the Indy 500 will happen on August 23rd. If not, it'll happen in October. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The Dyersburg, Tennessee Police Department's asking for help from the public after a shooting at the American Legion Lodge there. Officers were called to the club early yesterday morning where they found five people had been shot inside the building. The victims were flown to hospitals in Nashville and the Regional Medical Center in Memphis. Police say witnesses have not been willing to speak to them so far about exactly what happened. New York City is reopening for business amid the coronavirus crisis, the Big Apple entering phase one starting today, with retail shops beginning curbside or in-store pickup again. Construction, manufacturing, agriculture, and wholesale businesses are starting up again as well. Subway service expected to be at least at 95% of its pre-pandemic service, but masks will be required and commuters will be expected to engage in social distancing. And yet another moderate earthquake has hit the city of Ridgecrest, California. The USGS saying the magnitude 4.3 quake struck Sunday night shortly after 9 o'clock Pacific time. The area has been a hotbed for earthquake activity lately, with a 3.5 magnitude quake on Saturday night and a 5.5 magnitude quake last Wednesday. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.